Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, we're building up on a conversation we had in the first hour of the show. As you would recall, we are reflecting on some key stories we've covered for you throughout 2024. One of those key stories was the concerns and accusations that were made against WesBank as a leading vehicle finance institution in South Africa that came under scrutiny regarding allegations that it was systematically overcharging black clients compared to their white counterparts. We've spoken to WesBank on several occasions, including today, to get a perspective on this matter. They've highlighted that this case is still ongoing, but at the moment they haven't received the required feedback from one of the main financial investigators, Mr. Emerald Fonsale, who had launched this particular charge. So we are offering a right of reply to Mr. Emerald Fonsale to share his feedback and perspective following our conversation with WesBank tonight. Mr. Fonsale, a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good evening to the listeners.
Got you. Thank you. Mr. Fonsale, we spoke to WesBank earlier this evening, and they continue to vehemently deny the fact that they actually discriminate against any of their clients based on race, gender, or other demographics, rather just purely focused on their credit profiles. Do you agree with this, or has your view shifted? And help us understand why you raise a claim regarding the discrimination of clients.
Well, I'm going to be short. In 2019, one of their managers phoned me and said to me that WesBank is discriminating against black people. I then posted on then Twitter for all people that got contracts, black or white, to send me their contracts. I received approximately 160 black contracts and about 50 white contracts. And from that contract, I could clearly see that black people are paying up to prime, I'm going to mention that prime plus 8-9%, where whites are paying up to prime plus 1.25%. This is a massive difference. And Mr. Ghani Masibi, the chief executive officer, was invited to appear on various radio interviews with me. He refused.
What I'm keen to understand as well, on the back of the response you had on social media, I do understand that there were ongoing investigations to further interrogate not only the details and interaction of the data that you received, but the veracity and even understanding the evaluation of the credit profiles. Were you able to do this, and what evidence came forward?
Okay, after, I just wanted to mention then, after that, one of the IT people working for WesBank came up that he worked and they definitely discriminated against black people. Now, let's get to the profile, the risk profile, because whenever there is overcharge or discrimination involved, the word risk comes up. Now, after Mr. Masibi refused to get onto the radio interviews that we can have a good discussion, they posted on social media that interest rates are determined on two factors. First is affordability, and second is creditworthiness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now let us take credit or affordability. The law is very clear that a motor vehicle finance account or payments cannot be more than 30% of your salary. So everybody that's in South Africa that's got a motor vehicle loan account can afford it.
Got you.
Now we go to creditworthiness. Everybody in this country know when you've got the slightest mark on your credit record, you will not obtain a motor vehicle finance loan. Now, the same here. Everybody that's got a motor vehicle loan account in South Africa is creditworthy. Now, my question, and they can't answer me, My question is, why is it that some people are paying up to 19% on their motor vehicles and some are paying 11.25% on their motor vehicle account interest? And it happens to be, that those are paying 19% happens to be black.
Got you. From what I understand, Mr. Fansel, there's, as you say, there's various questions and an interrogation of the data between both yourself and West Bank as an organization. What I'm keen to understand is in the queries they had regarding the actual Wariel company that you worked with that is evaluating these metrics, apparently, they, from my understanding, there hasn't been any feedback that has been provided. So where are we in terms of that engagement? You know, have you delayed in offering feedback? Have they delayed in offering you insight? Where are we now?
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about the overcharges of West Bank, right? I have appointed NMG actuaries at my cost to look into my calculations, and they certified it as correctly. Now, I must mention here to the listeners that I have got a letter in my possession dated the 9th of December, 1990, from the Reserve Bank to all financial institutions, that the calculating of interest in advance is against the directives of the Usury Act. Now, the Usury Act was appealed in 2007 after the promulgation of the National Credit Act. West Bank is still calculating interest in advance. Now, I have sent I've laid charges of fraud against West Bank to the national prosecuting authorities. They refuses to go on with prosecution.
Is there a reason why?
They have not got enough evidence. So I have now engaged with another actuary, and they will give me their report on my submission, which I submitted today to in the new year.
Gotcha. I know that we're not an area of court here, but what you mentioned is very important here, Mr. Fansel. Not only did you follow up with another actuarial firm today, but you also mentioned that the case, they're failing to prosecute because of a lack of evidence. Does that then not give us clarity on the matter at hand?
Yeah. Now I want to mention something very, very important.
Got you.
I submitted one client's West Bank account to the National Ombud Scheme of South Africa. That is the Ombudsman for Banking Services. They submitted my complaint to West Bank, and the day before yesterday, they informed me that West Bank refuses to comment on my complaint to them.
Got you. I do want to go back to a point and a question that I did ask. The matter regarding the evidence, though, Mr. Fansel, the fact that you're unable to continue with prosecutions because of a lack of evidence, does that not tell us or bring to fore the fact that these concerns might be lacking in terms of the clarity and veracity of the claims you've made?
I hear what you say. I don't agree with it. What I want is a clarity or a report from an actuary to inform that I am correct. And I've already got NMG actuaries that confirmed or certified that I am correct. I want another one. And as I said, I submitted it to them today. So I should have clarity on that in the new year, because they're closing apparently on Friday.
Makes sense. Mr. Fansel, we'll have to leave it there for tonight because we are under pressure for time, but we are appreciative of your time and participation today. This is certainly a conversation I know will have to take place in the boardrooms for clarity in the direction to certainly come through, but we appreciate that as keen and interested stakeholders as the South African public, you've given us your perspective, as West Bank has also done on the show this evening. So thank you again for your time, sir.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Emerald Van Sail, a financial investigator who brought through concerns and complaints, essentially claiming and stating that WesBank overcharges black clients over their white counterparts. You might have heard we did speak to WesBank earlier on this evening, as we have during the course of this year on the show, and they continue to highlight that they do not discriminate on their client base based on their racial or physical demographics at all. So it's, up to you as our audience to decide. You've got clarity on the matter, a right of reply that has been issued, and of course, giving both parties an opportunity to air and share their views. Before we go, though, I am aware that we have run out of time. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.